it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a lovely Saturday here in October, and it's time to go outdoors. Our good buddy Steve Carney joins us. SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. How you been?
Oh, pretty good. It's, you know, too nice. That's the problem. It's too nice, you know?
You're one of the few people that wants that crummy, cold, windy, wet weather.
Yes, you got that right. I think it's coming. Looks like there's some rain coming and things are going to cool down a little bit. And yeah, it's changing. You can tell. It's just been, you know, really hot, really windy, but now we're getting 50s, which is good. The water temperature, Steve, actually went from 74 about 10 days ago down to 64. So fishing is really good right now. And, you know, otherwise, duck hunting, not so good. That's been so tough. I've been out quite a few times getting some geese here and there, but the ducks are just kind of non-existent. So that's been really tough. And a lot of my cronies are also suffering. It's just been tough. So we're kind of waiting for some migrants. And I think that'll happen usually around the middle of this month. You know, it'll start happening.
Yeah, once you get that big northwest wind, that'll bring some ducks down for sure. Understand you got a doe early in the week.
I did, and it was pretty cool. It was Monday morning, and it was very foggy, and, you know, visibility wasn't very good. I couldn't see really well as the sun was coming up, and I had a couple does in front of me at about 15 yards, and it was kind of interesting. I made the shot, and I just wasn't sure what happened. It was one of those things where you don't know if you made the shot or not. So I waited like 30 minutes, and I went down and checked the arrow, and the arrow was totally clean. There was nothing on it, no hair, no blood, nothing. And usually there's some sort of sign on the fletching, you know, that you did pass through a deer, but it was like as clean as right out of the box. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It's like, did I miss this deer? I mean, I was really like, what's going on here? And I sat down and, you know, went through the arrow, looked at the broadhead, absolutely nothing. And I'm going, oh, maybe I missed. So I just, you know, gave it a few more minutes, and I started walking towards where the doe was, and there it was, laying there perfectly expired, and, you know, it was a great shot. So it was one of those weird things where there was nothing on the arrow, and I have no explanation, but I'm a happy guy. I'm just glad to get that first one down.
Yeah, and generally, what have you seen out there? Is it still a challenge? Or did that first hard freeze up north really help things out there?
No, I think we're lagging behind, Steve. You know, I'm not seeing any scrapes, you know, right now, which usually kind of starts right now. The bucks are starting to get active and moving around and laying down scrapes, but I'm not really seeing that yet. I think maybe another 4 or 5 days we'll start seeing it, but it's just kind of that October lull right now. They're not really pre-rut yet. A lot of the bucks are in big bachelor forms, you know, with big groups of them. But in about 2 weeks, they'll be fighting and, you know, moving to their own areas and things will change. But right now is kind of a tough time. And, you know, we just came off a full moon, which is really a tough time to hunt because those deer are, you know, out during the night. They're not during daylight hours. So that can be tough for 4 or 5 days, but it's only going to get better. I mean, we're getting into the period now where we've got the youth season coming up this next week with MEA and the early antler lists, which is coming up like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which will change things a little bit, move them around a little bit. But I think the pre-rut will kick in right about the same time, and you're going to start seeing more deer for sure in the next 10 days or so. The corn's coming down, but not very fast. And, you know, the pheasant opener was today, and there's probably 95% of the corn up right now, which makes things really tough. Looks like the beans are almost out. So you know, this is the time of October when everything changes, and, you know, it's just a progression into the end of October where things just get better. So, you know, just got to keep the faith.
Steve, back to the fall bite for those anglers that don't want to put that boat away and want to get out there. It can be challenged. Water temps are dropping. It can be windy. It can be cold. You know, certainly it's great, but people got to be aware of what they're getting into, especially on the bigger water.
Well, you know, right now it's just kind of transitioning into that fall bite. It's not quite there yet, but the fish I've been finding have been pretty deep, 23, 28 feet of water, using glide baits, you know, doing a lot of vertical jigging right on top of them. And it's not quite there. It's okay. But, you know, when they pull the docks in, the DNR will be out probably in the next probably 4 or 5 days taking all the docks in. And once they do that, that's when the fall bite really kicks in, you know, and people are busy hunting and they're not really fishing. So you have the lakes all to yourself. So, again, that will get better as well. So as you get into probably the middle of October towards the end, the fishing is going to be good. The deer are going to be walking around in the middle part of the day. Everything is going to really ramp up and get the corn out. The pheasants are going to start, you know, popping out. We really don't know what's going on with the pheasant numbers. You know, they say they're up, but you really don't know until they get the crops in, and then you'll know. So hopefully we'll get some duck migration here. Usually the canvasbacks, redheads start coming down about the 14th, 15th, and we'll see if they, you know, stay to that calendar schedule and start, you know, migrating. So we need some ducks, man. It's the locals are gone, and we're just kind of waiting around for an influx, you know, from the north. So hopefully that'll happen.
Well, and I've seen some wood ducks. I live along the river, and they've climbed up into the yard and cleaned up some of those acorns. I'm happy. It's just less work that I got to do if the wood ducks stop, and I've seen a few.
You know, Steve, I don't know how a wood duck can swallow a whole acorn.
I know. Yeah, we've talked about this before. It doesn't make sense to me, but they get them down.
They have these tiny little throats, and sometimes they'll have 6 or 8 acorns, whole acorns swallowed down. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, it is amazing. Steve, have a great week. We'll do it again next Saturday.
All right, Steve. Take care, man.
There he is, Steve Kearney, Steve Kearney Outdoors. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday between 5 and 6. Rob Driesline has a great show from the Outdoor News, chock full of guests and great info. Once again, Rob and the Outdoor News, Sunday between 5 and 6 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. The Wild regular season is underway. They had a big win over the Blues in St. Louis on Thursday night, a 5-0 win. Home opener tonight in St. Paul. Jess Myers will join from the Pioneer Press here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.